Okay, so we looked at the definition of metaphysics. And we see that they are asking the big questions. Hopefully, we'll provide the answer. We'll find the answer. And we have identified two main prerequisites, which is opening our mind and diminishing our ego. So those are the two main prerequisites. Next, please. Be patient, follow the curriculum. This is a shortcut. Those are really difficult things to do. Opening the mind and eliminating the ego are extremely difficult, and I will go into it. But if you patient, follow the curriculum, we'll get there, and we'll get there quickly. Okay, like the way we did, you know, from January to March, we already opened our mind and we already tried to diminish our ego. So advance quickly, please. Don't waste this lifetime. Okay, stay with me, be patient, stick with the curriculum, stay the course, and we'll get there very quickly because these are big questions. Otherwise, next lifetime we'll come back and we'll start from scratch again. Stick with the course. I promise you, we'll get through this. The two main prerequisites we can overcome quickly. And this afternoon, we're going to show you how to overcome them. We're going to acquire those two prerequisites very quickly this afternoon. Next. So just to recap, this is our first year curriculum. We have already gone through definitions, and now we're going to talk about the communication skill set. So communication skill set is our next topic. Next, please. We have four sets of communication skills that we need to master. Active listening, appreciation, expression, which our young audience today is a little shy to do. Please, advance quickly. Stay the course, just say something. Everybody who spoke today are right. Did you notice that? Because we're talking big question. We're talking big open mind. People are addressing different pieces of the puzzle. We put it all together. It's the whole picture, right? So there's no such thing as a wrong comment at all. In fact, when she asked the very first question in this class, that was actually part of the curriculum. So everything we say, do, think, it will be all be inclusive in this four-year curriculum, I guarantee. Everything. Yes.
I just want to say, once you open your mouth and say something, you are advancing.
You are advancing quickly. And that is a communication skill set number three, okay? Establish collective consciousness, right? Only by dialogue, by class discussion, can we establish consciousness. Otherwise, there's no point. I'm trying to infuse my knowledge upon you. We are not connected. We're not establishing collectively a consciousness. Okay? So these are the four things. If we fail any of them, we fail. Alright? So A-A-E-E-C-C. Okay? Very easy to remember. So that is the second point, is our communication skill set. Now let's look deeper into these four communication skill sets one at a time. Active listening simply means, right, don't judge, just listen first. And second one is most important, don't try to fit the information into an existing silo, because that is a closed thinking box. We are trying to expand the thinking box bigger and bigger. So don't try to fit it into that silo. It's new information, it's new fresh water. If my capacity of a cup is so small, I cannot receive any more new information. That's why we have to increase the capacity. Increasing capacity means opening mind. One of the prerequisites. Open up the mind means increase the capacity of our cup. So, all this has to do with overcoming our own ego. This is our ego who is resisting this activism. Second slide, please. Appreciation. So I won't go into all this, you can get that by listening to the website. But again, appreciating means overcoming one's ego. Again, to appreciate another person, you have to forget your judgment on the other person. So that is, again, overcoming one's ego. That is expression, fear of public speaking. So that's why everything will be included in this course, will be addressed, will be discussed. You want to contribute by giving yourself. Okay? It's the ego that is preventing us from contributing, from giving yourself. It's the ego thing again. The ego has a certain image of oneself. It don't want to be perceived, you know, lose my appearance, my good, you know, whatever. We don't want to be judged, and so on. So all of this are the obstacles. So that is why the ego is such a bad thing, we have to overcome it. Otherwise, we just can never receive the proper learning. Okay. Next slide. Establish collective consciousness. We all know the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, right? None of the sum of its parts can make the calm. Put it all together to make it work. Same with our class next year. We have to come together in order to make it work. So, we come together, we come to a greater understanding, which is what a collective consciousness is. Greater understanding means moving those blindfolds. And you have to connect the dots. Every dot has to be connected before the car can move. Okay? So that's why this lecture is called removing the blindfolds and connecting the dots. So, in order to do that, in order to remove the blindfold, what is blindfold? Again, it's the ego that is blindfolding us. Right? So it's diminishing the ego, centric self, which is this point, and opening the mind is connecting the dots. And so again, re-emphasizing those two prerequisites. One is the diminishing the ego and expand the mind. By expanding the mind, we will be able to break through the thinking box, and I will go into the thinking box analogy in a moment. Okay, any question? So remember, ladies and gentlemen, A-A-E-E-C-C. Okay, next slide, please. We've done definition, we've done communication filter. Now we're going to do the mindset. Yeah, next slide, please. The mindset is how to expand our thinking more, which is called beyond infinity. Exactly. And this teaching is based on the Atlanta Bhattara Sutra. Suffice to say that is the teaching of the Buddha when he was in Lanka. So after he visited Lanka, Lanka became a Buddhist country. So it's now known as Sri Lanka. Sri means liberated or free. Sri Lanka. So Sri Lanka.
Exactly.
This Lanka Bhattara Sutra, where the Buddha gave his teaching in Lanka or Sri Lanka, it's about, let me say, the sutra appeared around that time period. The Buddha himself never wrote a single word down. These are all his disciples or grand disciples. To then compile the teaching into a sutra. What it does is give you an initial drive using numbers, quantities, weight, and length measurement to force open the mind, force us to visualize the microscopic and macroscopic realities. Next slide, please. The next sutra is the Anathasamka Sutra. Next slide, please. It's a huge volume of sutra, which about 2,000 years ago. By the way, the Buddhist time was about 2,500 years ago. So these appeared 400 and 500 years after the Buddha. In this sutra, it opened the mind by systematically expanding the unit of measurement. Just a single unit. Just focus on a single unit. And elucidate the thinking process. And transcend infinity. Exactly. So, today, we elucidate how to transcend duality, how to resolve opposite conflicts from quality, from qualify to quantify, and attain equanimity by going from relative to absolute. I'm sorry, I have to go very quickly because this has all been covered in the previous lectures. So when we first spawn, we don't know how to count. Then we watch Sesame Street. Then the count. So the count of 1, 2, or 3. So we learn how to count. Exactly. Then we learn more, and as we grow up, we count a little bit more, and then we more and more, bigger and bigger number until we get very, very big numbers. Okay, next slide. The numbers are so big that we call, we can't count anymore, we call it infinity. So we've presented these two definitions. On the left, you have finite, which means something that is measurable, and on the right-hand side, you have infinite, or infinity, which is unmeasurable. By definition, these two concepts are opposite. If something can be counted, it is cannot be infinite. If something is infinite, it cannot be counted. Right? Two opposing duality view. Next point. So, let's start counting. So let's ask the youngest audience. You can count chairs, right? No problem. Hundreds, no problem. Thousands, right? Millions. What comes after million?
Billion.
Billion? Let's see if she's correct. Aha! Yes, she's correct.
Very good.
Okay, let's ask the young gentleman. After billion, what comes after billion?
Trillion.
Let's see if she's correct. Aha! Very good. So, after trillion, what comes after trillion?
10 trillion.
Trillion. Very good. Okay.
After
10 trillion?
100 trillion.
All right. Very good. And?
1,000 trillion.
1,000 trillion.